Northern Southeast Area Forester Roy Josephson says interest in a smaller 145-acre sale called Glacier Side 2 is what prompted the proposed Baby Brown sale. Josephson says there were a couple people interested in Glacier Side 2, but one of them said in order to operate in Haines, they want more area available for logging. If they're going to invest money and effort to get here, they want the trip to be worth it.
If somebody purchases the Glacier Side 2 sale and it goes well for them where they make a buck, I think they're going to be interested in the next sales we put up in the same area.
Glacier Side 2 and another earlier sale area called Glacier Side 1 are included in the 1,000-acre Baby Brown sale. It's made up of 200-year-old Sitka spruce and western hemlock.
I see us converting an overmature forest into a young, vibrant, young forest. It provides timber to the timber industry that helps with our economy and will make the forest healthy again.
Josephson says the trees in the Haines State Forest are afflicted with remnants of infestation and rot.
Our timber's not very good. We had a spruce bark beetle infestation starting in about 1989, which killed a lot of the value in the forest. The hemlock has a lot of downfall.
That's one reason why over the past 10 years, only 6.3 million board feet has been harvested out of the allowable 58.8 million board feet. Most of that 6.3 million is made up of small sales to local people and companies. Josephson says more than three people have expressed interest in Baby Brown. None are local, but they are all U.S.-based. If the sale were approved, it could go to one or multiple buyers.
Lynn Canal Conservation has never had a problem with the small sales designed for local people to supply local firewood and building materials.
That's Eric Holly, president of Haines-based Lynn Canal Conservation.
But when they get up to, 100 plus acres, then you start to see bigger impacts. The fact that this could total up to about 1,000 acres really sent up the red flag.
Holly is worried about the impact building new roads and clear-cutting so much old-growth forest would have on wildlife. He says it could cause runoff that would damage fish habitat. Jackie Timothy at the Department of Fish and Game Habitat Division says there are rules the timber industry has to follow when operating on public land. She says those rules would prevent that kind of damage from happening. For example, there needs to be a 100-foot no-logging buffer around fish streams. The Division of Forestry's preliminary best interest finding, written by Josephson, says in addition to fish streams, the sale area is used by moose and bear and possibly other animals such as wolves and various birds. The Division of Forestry report estimates the total statewide economic impact of the Baby Brown sale could be $2 million, including $300,000 in royalties to the state. It says the timber industry could generate 20 jobs and boost local businesses that would supply loggers with fuel, food, housing, and medical services. Here's Holly's response.
You have to balance whatever potential economic benefits you would get from these sales against the loss to fisheries, to tourism, businesses that benefit from having an intact ecosystem here.
Another concern is visual impact. Some of the Baby Brown sale areas can be seen from the Haines Highway. The highway is a designated national scenic byway. Local Borough Assembly member Ron Jackson brought up the question of whether clear-cutting in viewing distance from the highway could impact that designation.
Yeah, if it all went out tomorrow, it would be a pretty strong visual element on the landscape over there.
You can't hide every single sale. At some point, that timber in the view shed will have to be harvested.
Josephson says the Division of Forestry would design the timber sale units to make the least impact on the view shed as possible. Here's Holly.
If it looks bad, it probably is bad.
If the Baby Brown sale goes through, it would be a timber sale of a size that Haines hasn't seen since the 1990s. But Josephson says even if the sale is approved, he's concerned the quality of the timber might be so poor that no buyer would actually commit. The public comment period on the proposed sale is open until Friday, February 6th. the Haynesboro, Highway Residents, Lynn Canal Conservation, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game plan to submit letters with their concerns. The Division of Forestry will consider the comments in its final best interest finding on whether to pursue the baby brown sale. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.